Rise and shine, everyone. This is ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I am your host, Mr. Richard. As always, this podcast is coming to you from Asia's sleeping tiger, Vietnam. Thanks for tuning in. This is the 33rd episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City, Sleep Idioms and Expressions. Teresa Trung, English teacher extraordinaire and self-proclaimed idiom buff, wrote this dreamy episode. You can contact both of us at our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com, or at our email address, eslhcmc@gmail.com. Teresa is also fluent in Vietnamese, and we both offer more lessons through Skype and in person. Now, on to the free podcast, made possible by donations from you, our wonderful listeners. Thank you so much. In today's lesson, I will read aloud a few paragraphs using many idioms and expressions relating to sleep. When I finish, pause this podcast and go to eslhcmc.podomatic.com. That's eslhcmc.podomatic.com. There you'll find the sleep idioms page. Complete exercise 1 and write down the expressions listed for exercise 2. Then, unpause this podcast to complete exercise 2. All right, I will begin reading now. Sleep is one of humans' basic needs. The older we are, the fewer hours we need to sleep. Some people are out like a light and can sleep through any noise. They are heavy sleepers. Other people have difficulty getting to sleep, and they wake up tossing and turning many times during the night. These are light sleepers. People often take for granted what they have for free. Sleep is one of these things. Young people tend to burn the midnight oil, then sleep in the next day. Others simply stay wide awake to party and spend the following day daydreaming. These are not good habits to grow into. As the saying goes, early to bed and early to rise make a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm not sure about the wealth and the wisdom, but I'm of the opinion that the early bird can not only catch the worm, but also enjoy fresher air. How can one have good sleep without any interruptions or nightmares? There are no ways to guarantee that you can sleep like a baby, but there are some things you might do to make it easier for you to nod off. You can count sheep, or you can drink warm milk before you hit the hay. You can have a hot shower before you turn in. Warm blankets can also help. There is nothing better than feeling snug like a bug in a rug on a cold winter day. Small changes in sleeping habits could affect your sleep. Do you take many cat naps or get 40 winks during the day? Do you sleep rough because the new bed isn't comfortable or soft enough? Do you sleep easy or is something troubling you? Do you have trouble catching all your Z's during a sleepover at your friend's place? Do you have some important decisions to make and have to sleep on them at night? Do you drink lots of alcohol and wait to sleep it off? The positions you go to bed in also have some influence on your sleep. You might lie down on your back or on your stomach, or you might sleep on your side. The most advisable position is on your back. If you cannot figure out what's causing your insomnia, then the last resort is sleeping pills. These work like a dream, but they are addictive in the long run. Use of these can make it seem like you are sleepwalking through your day. Most of the time, only you can help yourself by keeping track of your sleeping habits. Rise with the sun, live a stress-free life, and eat healthy foods. If you cannot sleep a wink for many days and have asked yourself the above questions and tried all the methods and the situation hasn't looked up, it's time to seek professional help. I recommend Mr. Sandman. You may now pause this podcast. Welcome back. Did you finish exercise one? Let's review it, shall we? A heavy sleeper. A heavy sleeper is one who can sleep through noise or distractions. A light sleeper. A light sleeper is one who cannot sleep through noise or distractions. One who easily awakens. Insomnia. Insomnia is a medical condition where one cannot sleep properly or sleep enough. Go out like a light. Go out like a light means fall asleep or lose consciousness suddenly. Not sleep a wink. Not get a wink. Not get a wink of sleep. They all mean not sleep at all. Of course, there are dozens of expressions that mean to start sleeping. Here are just 7. Doze off, nod off, fall asleep, go to sleep, hit the sack, hit the hay, turn in. Let's review those one more time. Doze off, nod off, fall asleep, go to sleep, hit the sack, hit the hay, turn in. Okay, now for exercise 2. I will read aloud some definitions. You will match these definitions to the expressions listed on ESLHCMC.podomatic.com. Hopefully you have written them down. Ready? Here we go. Recover from the effects of something by sleeping. Recover from the effects of something by sleeping. Sleep without waking or failed to be woken by. Sleep without waking or failed to be woken by. Spend the night, usually at a location other than your home. Spend the night, usually at a location other than your home. Delay making a decision on something until the following day. delay making a decision on something until the following day. Sleep longer than one intended. Sleep longer than one intended. An expression first used by Benjamin Franklin, meaning that getting the proper amount of sleep is important to a successful life. An expression meaning that getting the proper amount of sleep is important to a successful life. Sleep comfortably without distractions. Sleep comfortably without distractions. Walk around or perform other actions while asleep. Walk around or perform other actions while asleep. Sleep in uncomfortable conditions, typically outdoors. Sleep in uncomfortable conditions, typically outdoors. An expression meaning in an extremely comfortable position or situation. An expression meaning in an extremely comfortable position or situation. Be untroubled by worries. Be untroubled by worries. All right, that sound means time is up. Well, unless you hit the snooze button, but I'm not allowing that today. Were you able to match all of the expressions to a definition? If you would like to know how you did, write me and Teresa at eslhcmc@gmail.com to get the answers. For our special ESL disciples out there, exercises 3, 4, and 5 will also be available. If you'd like to know more about becoming an ESL disciple, you know where to find us, eslhcmc@gmail.com. We love hearing from all of you, even if it's just to say hi. But now it's time to say goodbye. This has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I'm your host, Mr. Richard. Good night, everyone. Sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs bite.